which we have handled, which we have seen with our eyes,
round again.
This is the word of truth. We have not followed cunningly devised fables. We were eyewitnesses of this thing. We walk in Bible, but we have seen the Lord. Our eyes have seen the Lord. I don't know about you. When you have become a supernatural Christian, God gets into you and starts walking himself. He no longer leads. He is now Ayakara.
Amen.
100% true. I saw German written on your forehead, like German.
15
October,
yes,
1981.
Man, do it.
You know me and you know everything.
If I be a prophet of God, miracle money now.
Declare miracle money. There's 55,000 in his bank.
How much is this?
$150 and I only had
supernatural weight loss.
Somebody who is sick can just be healed like that. This is the good news we preach.
A good news world with Hubert Angel, provoking a reaction. And always worth hearing.
I want to talk to you about civilizations of the spirits. And right in there is my story. You hear things you never heard before. Understand things you never understood before. Go to a level where you grasp realities that you have never grasped before. The realm of the spirit is a very heavily powered area. It is a dark area. When the Bible says, your word is a lamp unto my feet. We have electricity here. The civilization that we have has lights, power, everything. Including nuclear power. Yes, sir. We don't lack light. The sun is there. Yes, sir. Why is the word the light unto our feet, the lamp? In other words, it is telling you, you use the word not on this earthly atmosphere, but you use the word to influence the spiritual atmosphere. Amen. And then the spiritual atmosphere influences the world. Okay. But the spiritual atmosphere is dark.
Luke 18 verse 1, let's just do it. And he what? 1, 2, 3. And he spake a parable unto them to this end. Notice the whole parable, we're not reading it. But the whole parable was to this end. This was the conclusion. When everything was done and dusted, if you read the judge and the woman who bothered the judge, it is this that he was going to. Jesus wanted them to understand this second line. That man, what? 1, 2, 3. That man ought always to pray and not faint. That means when we are talking about the reality of a man, I want to go deeper a little bit on this subject. When we talk about the tripartite nature of beings and say you are spirit, soul, and body, that's your tripartite nature. But what covers every realm of it? Watch this now. Watch this. When we talk about the tripartite nature that you have, God is Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. But then he calls himself one God. Because there is a time coming where God is simply God. His triune being is now dissolved into one thing that you can no longer separate. Why? Because the Son has already finished his work. This is the reason we tell you, watch this now. This is the reason we tell you, the Son is simply there to reveal Christ's coming. Says he created the sun and the moon and everything to point as a season and a marker to point to Christ. This is the reason after his second coming called the parousia, there is no sunshine in the holy city. The Bible says, ye shall be the light. Why? Because the sun is already pointed to Jesus. So there is no more need for the sun and the moon. So the sun and the moon are not to give you light. Don't blame me for your lack of innovation that you still use the moon for light. So the moon and the sun, the Bible says when he created these lights, he gave them a mandate. You are there to point to Christ. So when they were done with their work, what happened? He became the light on his own. So the Jerusalem you are going to enter will not have a sun or a moon. Says when he speaks what? As a mighty rushing wind or as many waters. Hear this now. So he is the many waters. Are you getting this now? Most of you don't know that the tides and the waves in the sea are controlled by the movement of the position of the moon. This is the reason in the New Jerusalem, the Bible says there is no more sea. Because the thing that controlled it is gone. You're still getting it in a few minutes. So when you have the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Bible says, in Jesus dwells all the fullness of God in bodily form. There was no longer separation. When you see Jesus walking, you're seeing the Holy Ghost walking. When you see Jesus coming to you, you see the Son walking. When you see Jesus coming to you, you see the Father walking. Huh? I wish you could understand what I'm talking about. Parivu no hendika lesia tabas. So now there is oneness in one. Diversity, communication. Unity in the community of the Godhead. Now hear this now. So the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, one. Are you getting this? Now, you are spirit, soul, and body just like the Father. But that's the way we say it in generic terms. But the reality of what I'm talking about, I wish you were just listening a little bit more than what you're doing right now. While it's your spirit, soul, and body, reality is you are only one. It's true, but it's not completely true. Because when you die, your flesh rots. And the soul is a combination of the spirit and the flesh. So that is not there. So what is really left is the spirit. Jesus said, I give up the ghost. He knew what to send to heaven. The flesh had to stay here. So what is human? A human being? The human being is the spirit being. That means every one of you is a spirit. But now watch this now. It says when God begins to analyze the spirits, to see who is a human being. That's the verse he uses. Let's go to that verse again. He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint. I told you before, if he is a human being, what we do is we measure if he is human or if he is alive by him breathing. If the breath of life is in him. Not by him walking, because there are some people who are alive and can't walk. People who are alive and are on life support. So you can see by the breath of life that somebody is alive. That's what is the indicator. So God is saying a true human being is the one who is always praying. Okay. Now hear this now. And I have to say this so that you can get this one. So when God comes to Britain and hears that we're 65 million people, he disagrees. He is looking for the one who prays, because according to him, the definition of a human being is a person who is constantly praying. So if there are five people praying in Britain, God says, you think you have 65 million, I have five. See, I can see this is not getting it and you are not getting it. My guys at the back, they are not getting it. It's just, I can have my shadow say a better hallelujah than you are saying right now. So are you a human being? No, forget about Christianity. God says the person that I call a person is the one who prays. Did you pray this morning? Not the kind of prayers, thank you so much, say, for keeping me alive through the night. Do you know what is called a hypnagogic? You know when you're about to sleep, you can... Do you know what that is? It is actually scientifically your brain checking if you're still alive. Your brain is thinking you're dead. Your brain causes your heart rate to slow down if you're about to die. Everything begins to slow down because you're tired. So everything begins to slow down. Slow down. If you are very tired, it slows down so quick that the brain thinks you are dying. So it checks your body. It's called a hypnotic check. That means you can die at any time. The brain even knows you have reached that. You have seen it. All of you have experienced it. That means your brain at one time thought you were gone. Now understand, if the body can be reminded by your brain, that means the brain has considered you dead at one time. I don't know if you're getting this now. Some people are like, you mean like I was gone? Imagine your body actually got to a point where it tricked your mind to tell it that I'm dead. The body told your brain it's dead. And you do that almost on a daily. Thinking of sleeping and going. I was gone, you know. I was, you know. We say, sleep just came over me like that, you know. No, it's not sleep. It's death. Now imagine God says, if you don't pray, you are dead. You are not considered a human being. You are dead. It says, men ought always to pray and faint not. And the word faint there is the word that is equivalent to dying, collapsing because of death. That means if you don't pray, you are dead. But in the realm of prayer, there are people we call intercessors. It is not a ministry per se of a specific person. It is for every one of you. The priestly calling over your life is that of an intercessor. You pray because there is a burden to pray for somebody. You might not even know the person you are praying. 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 If I play for you, Pastor Chris Tang's here, there is a place where he says, hand it to us.
Yes, sir.
Right now, if you come from Zimbabwe, you have actually heard what I said. But then he says it in English. Say, let's go. He himself didn't even know he's speaking Shona and interpreting in English. But there is a time when your capacity in the spirit begins to increase. That it is no longer on individuals. It's now on human beings. No, you got me wrong. You didn't get me now. Sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. Now you have become not just an intercessor, but you are now a watcher. A watchman. An observer. This is when you have taken a territory. Now you control a territory. The reasons why we can be here and see a rocket falling down coming from space and falling down, and we mention it's a Russian vessel. It is because we are no longer local prophets. We are not local champions. Watch this now. A local prophet will even be able to see it. But it's not consistent. And the rate of fulfillment is far and wide. Yet they can see America, but it will happen after 2 years. It will happen after 5 months. It will happen after 7 months. After 2 years. And people think this guy is hot. No. When you move from being an assessor to a watcher, you are given a territory. When you enter that territory, demons will be like, he is here, boys, he is here. Aye, 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 aye. I decree and declare to somebody here, you are becoming an assessor, but you are becoming an... Now hear this now. Israel was always, sit down, Israel was always fighting against the Philistines. And Samuel was born. Look at what the Bible says. So the Philistines were subdued, controlled by Israel. And they came no more into the coast of Israel. Because of the birth of Samuel, the hand of the Lord was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. No, you're not getting it. Imagine where Germany cannot attack Britain because of you, one guy. And people are discussing in parliament that it is their strategy. When God is saying, no. What is happening in Kazakhstan? It is spirit embers. Hey! No, you're not hearing what I'm talking about. Imagine when you get the muscle that you control destinies. And God says, because of you, the Philistines are subdued. You are no longer a man who is the burden of the people from the Lord. No. You are now for nations. Regions now know you. Palijo agravakayate. Sit down before you claim my style. So the Philistines were subdued. Listen, it wasn't defeated. It was subdued. Put under control. Where Israel directed Philistines. Only because of one man. Said as long as he was alive. He's no longer in the necessary now. He's a watcher. The Bible says if there is a watchman among you. And he does not warn the people of the spear that is coming to kill them. The blood of the people will be upon the watchman. And Samuel will be sitting in his house like this. Hey! Gehazi tried to lie to the prophet. And the prophet said, was not my spirit with you? When you were asking for money for the miracle I performed here. Was I not with you there? Have you not heard where I'll be standing here and I'll stand on that chair there and point at people and say, I was in your house at 2 a.m. I was in your house at 3 a.m. Yes, it was like this. I dreamed. They think it's a dream. How would I know the real time? When I was there, what I said to you. And you still think it's a dream. God doesn't lead anybody by dreams anymore. He leads by the Spirit. So, ladies and gentlemen, in the realm of the Spirit, there are things called, listen to me, there are things, or rather entities, demonic forces, called principalities. A principality is a prince without a location. They didn't get that. When you're talking about prayer, a principality is a prince with nothing. You know, we talk of a municipality. A principality is a prince with no place to call his own. So he invades areas and causes a manifestation that is aligned to the will of his master, the devil. So when the city does not acknowledge, or a country does not acknowledge, the leader that is put there by divine providence and divine mandates from God, what then begins to happen is a principality gains access back door. And all of a sudden, you see people on the streets. You get into church and you see women showing cleavage. And when they show cleavages, what begins to take place is you begin to call it a fashion trend when it's a demonic trend. Oh, you didn't get this. So all of a sudden you think it's a fashion trend. When the preacher says, remove that cleavage, you think, no, he's talking too much. It's nothing. It's just nothing. It's just my body like this. What they don't know is they are now following a rule, a law given by a principality. They have already become slaves of principalities. So all of a sudden, a skirt that ends where it starts becomes fashion. So you can talk and try to reason. This is not godly. They won't get it. And they are thinking you are big worldly fashion. You are fashioned, you know, old fashioned. No, there is no old fashioning. It is you following the trains of the devil. You are under the rulership of a principality, a demonic entity that has come into a city. Sit down. So now when that city now, after 5 months, when that city now has a prophet of this magnitude, and that prophet begins to speak again as that fashion trend, what begins to take place is, it then changes. And you think that fashion is gone now. We are into a new one. No! This one has been banished by the Spirit of God. Are you getting this? Sit down. Most of you don't even know that high heels were not for women. Yeah, it's true. They were worn by men. Please, if we can provide that evidence now. Do you see the Lord in olden days that had a heel like this? Yes, it was because of demonic mandates upon women that they began to reject, that they wanted to be like men. And we thank you, women, for rebelling. We don't want to be. No, we thank you. God bless you. God bless you, women. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Turn to a woman next to you and just say, thank you. Thank you, sister. Thank you, sister. Thank you. No wonder men did not fight it. That's how we can, it's all right for you, sister, take it. It was due to rebellion that women are suffering in stilettos now. Sit down. And we are okay with it. May the Lord keep it like that. This is the rebellion we accept. So while you think it's a trend, it's a demonic institution that has actually placed that as a rule that you need to follow. Sit down. Have you not seen that clear heeled shoes were for prostitutes? They are now in fashion. High angled shoes were worn by prostitutes first, and then it filtered into the fashion. So demons know exactly what to give you first. A principality entered and realized there was a prophet, or rather a man of God, who was a watcher in that city. And the principality failed to institute it in the public and went to the streets of prostitutes. And knowing the prostitutes are his, it was easy to give them that fashion. When the principalities failed, and the prophets in those days, or rather the men of God in those days, the watchers, failed to prevent the watchmen, to prevent the principality to get in, what happened? He pushed it from the prostitutes back straight onto the streets. And it became a trend. So you keep telling yourself, it's a trend. It's fashionable. Have you noticed now, it is the black women, rather the thick-lipped ladies that are now fashionable. A few years ago, it wasn't. Women with a little bit of flesh are okay now. It was anorexic models that were on TV. Didn't eat nothing. Zero. Do you think those models walk like this? Do you think they do that? No, you'll find them going like this. The moment they see the red carpet. So principalities. When you talk about witchcraft, you are talking about a vessel on earth A vessel on earth used by the devil to clear the way. It is a forerunner of a principality. No, you didn't get that. Every witch is a forerunner of a principality. Some of you are thinking these witches are not in the Bible. Exodus 22 verse 18. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live. In other words, in short, tell your neighbor, in short, kill a witch. Why is God so direct? He doesn't say a witch is like this. No, he says kill the witch. Why? Just like John was forerunning the second coming of Jesus. There was an importance in John forerunning the first coming of Jesus. There was an importance for him to be a forerunner. The witch also occupies the position of John in the spirit. To forerun the coming of a principality. So a witch opens the airwaves for a principality to come. It is a monitoring spirit. And when they come into a city, this is how they do it so that you don't miss it. They are set in order and they sit in their hierarchy and decide where to attack and count the way God counts. Who is a prayer warrior in that city? They mark them, this one, that one, that one. Where is he concentrating? His prayers are going this direction. And another one says the prayers are going that direction. And I say, okay, so we will end up through this way. So when he enters to you, is a trend. The men take their trousers up. And some of my brothers expose their underwear. Who wants to see your dirty drawers? Who? How cool can this, honestly, is this cool? Belt here. How do you wear this thing? Like, okay. How do you leave your house like that? Whenever you see your own child acting that kind of funny, a principality has gotten into your house. No, they didn't hear it. He is no longer in the country as a trend. He has gotten into your bedroom, gotten into your food. Everything now in your house is bad. And you still think it's fashion. There. What's so nice about that? Just go beyond that thing and the whole business is out. What is that? Some are here right now. Some are busy going to their Instagram going like, delete, delete, delete. Archive now. Archive now. Archive. Archive right this minute. Archive. What purpose does that serve? So you think it's going to affect a nation? No. It will affect your house. And it's not just in men. Women too. These photos you do like this. Throwback. Who wants to see your back? Honestly, you think God is heaven going like, this is a nice photo. If God is going to check your Instagram, will you enter heaven? If we are going to enter by the photos we post. If Jesus lived next door to you and said, send me a photo. Would you send him the throwback one? Then that means deep down in you, you know this is demonic. But in here, you are so argumentative about it. You want it to be okay.
Spiritual Warfare by the best-selling author of Supernatural Power of the Believer, Hubert Angel. This book will show you how to enforce your God-given supernatural authority to neutralize demonic activity, how to overcome demonic strategies,
and deal with the devil. Get an expose of Satan's lies and trickery in this book, Spiritual Warfare, by Hubert Angel. Available to order now at www.hubertangel.org.
When we were back then, you know, some of us grew. When you were not born again. You were not born, not even born again. When we were coming up. To talk about sex was a very difficult thing. To even utter the word sex. Even the Bible doesn't utter it. It
says, and Adam knew his wife. It's like, oh, you are my wife. Oh, I have known you now.
What do you think really is happening when the whole world thinks talking about sex is easy? When people can be told, oh, you look so sexy. And you say, well, thank you, sir. What do you think the guy was saying? He left beautiful alone. Left cute. Pretty has been put aside. You are looking smart. Is nowhere else. Is nowhere. Sexy. Remove why. What does he want? He calls you sexy because he wants to have sex with you. He has already analyzed for if I wanted to have sex with somebody, this one is okay. So to women, it's a what? It's a compliment. To men, it's not. We have analyzed you to see I can actually do it with you. The Bible says these are things that are the works of the flesh. And when you get to the second verse after he mentioned the works of the flesh, he says witchcraft. But then the Bible says rebellion shall be charged at the same time with witchcraft. Meaning say if you are rebellious to God, you are a witch. It says men should adorn themselves. Women also should adorn themselves with decent apparel. That means God knows what is not decent. See? This is not just about fashion, okay? I'm giving you examples you know. Easy ones. Because we don't want to get into the depth of the spiritual. You come out of here going like, yes, what was being said? I don't want to confuse you. So when demonic entities enter a place, they look for who can prevent them from operating. They have areas. So when you move from being an intercessor, you change to a watcher. Then when you change from a watcher, you go to a judge. We call them prayer judges. Major streets in the spirit. These ones are not just controlling an area. This one can pass a sentence and you die. You know, I want you to understand that the Spirit of God can give you a mandate to become a judge in the Spirit. So you move from what is just praying for somebody, leading someone to prayer. You go to another level. You move from that level. You go to another level. Moreover, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me unto the east gate of the Lord's house, which looked eastward, and behold, the door of the gate, 5 and 20 men, among whom, are you hear this? I saw what? Jahazaniah, the son of Azor, and Pelatiah, the son of Benaiah, princes of the people. And what did I see? What did God say in verse number 2? Then he said unto me, son of man, these are the men that devise mischief and give wicked counsel in this city. The men had been given a city. Aye. Now he has been told the people that are making rules, they're not making rules on their own. There are two people called this and this. Now when we come here and we tell you what is happening around the world, you go like, why would he be told about America? It is based on the territory I'm given. You're missing that. You didn't hear this now. It is a territory I am given. When we say a prophet to the nations, we are talking about there is now a territory. But it's now your job to know. Am I a watcher or a judge? Let's go. Which say it is not near. This rapture is not near. That's what they say. Let us build houses. The city is in the cauldron, and we beat the flesh. Let's go. Therefore prophesy against them. Prophesy, O son of man. Notice, this is God telling a man, I want to kill these people, but I can't kill until you prophesy. Now, you're missing this now. I said, you're missing what I'm talking about. Say, there is for me, I am God, but I will not do anything until you prophesy. So God knows who his enemies are. And he says, prophesy first. You prophesy. Then I can do it. You activate me. Why? Because God had already given the region to a man. So God had no control. So you didn't hear me now. So when you become a judge, you no longer need permission from God. It is God who brings the information to you and say, do it for me. I'm having trouble with these ones, but I can't do it, judge, until you do it, because I gave you the power. This is the reason why Adam, why Eve, you women, never was created from fresh soil. Women everywhere, you are a byproduct of a man. You're not the original product. But while you're not the original product, it also means this. You came out of a man. So if a man calls you crazy, he is crazier. If a man calls you stupid, just say, I, it's not my fault. I came from you. If a man says, your head is stupid, you say, you are my head. Some people are now getting all the things to say. Please don't listen to me. You get divorced for these words. Therefore prophesy again and say, prophesy, O son of man. Let's go. And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me. Those days, the Spirit will fall upon them. Now he is in us. He doesn't need to fall anymore. He fell in Acts 2 and that was it. That's why when you speak in tongues, you don't see cloven tongues of fire. Because the cloven tongues of fire was for him arriving. And the Spirit of the Lord fell upon me and said unto me, speak. Thus says the Lord. Thus if you say it, O house of Israel, for I know the things that come into your mind. Every one of them. Ye have multiplied your slain in this city, and you have filled the street thereof with slain. You killed people. Yes. Therefore says the Lord, your slain whom ye have laid in the midst of it, they are the flesh, and this city is the cauldron. But I'll bring you forth out of the midst of it. Are you getting this? May you have feared the sword, and I'll bring a sword upon you, says the Lord. Two people that were causing the city. There is a brick and mortar. He says, you are going to be the mortar. When I build what I build, you'll be dead. Your flesh, I will use it for everything. And this is the prophet who is now. God couldn't do it on his own. He said, I will use a man. And I'll bring you out of the midst of thereof and deliver you into the hands of strangers and will execute judgment among you. Do you see now that? What was he? A judge in the spirit. He's no longer a watcher. The guy is a judge. Lima and Kovaria Talevon Kaya. Some of you here, just dotted view. You are going to be judges in the spirit. You execute judgment. If you touch me, you are finished. If you touch me, you are finished. I repeat this, if you touch me, you are finished. You die by correction. Sit down. And the nicest thing about my life is, I've seen some die. But I've seen many broke. Trust me, no matter how nice they looked, I didn't even give them money when they were sitting here. The moment they left, even their photo looked so miserable. Let's move on with scripture. Let's go. I will execute judgment among you. So there are judges in the realm of the spirit. People you don't play with. The moment they say you are gone, you have to call whosoever you can call to ask for forgiveness. These ones will mess you up. I remember I got into Zimbabwe, and I had done a year and a half in Zimbabwe. And I went to the rural side of Zimbabwe where we come from originally. I'm there and I see there was a family that the grandfather was a witch. The father became a witch doctor. I said, there'd be two different things, those things. Listen carefully. Was a witch doctor. So the son now listen, you've got a grandfather, the father, and this boy who is the son. And he went to South Africa for years. He knows what I'm talking about. It's not some story. Went to South Africa and got all these concoctions of, you know, spells and spells and spells. So he's no longer following the trade of his father, but of his grandfather. He's now really a witch. You could tell even the people that wanted to follow God in that city, they were no longer following God. Everyone, even the ones who would go to church, they will tell you that if they needed a child, they will find that guy. And if you would say something against you, you would have to beg him or go there with a cow, go there with anything and give him to pacify his anger. Very young man. You see him walk like this, harmless. Smiles, jokes, does all kind of... But what was inside now was witchcraft at play. And what is a witch? A witch is not what you think he is. He's not some strange being. He's a forerunner of a principality. He clears the way for the devil to have his way. So you get to a raw area and everyone is dying. Everyone is dying. Do you understand? In my area, they've been like, we're talking about the people that were very popular. And even, we're talking about how many? Maybe 17 or something. Around that number, 17. My father outlived them by over 12 years. You're talking about everyone in his generation dead. Except him. When the last one died, listen to me. When the last one died, he went on to live for more than 12 years. When there was nobody to say, that's my friend. All friends gone. He was left on his own. From the generation we knew in the region, it was only my father left. I don't know if you understand this. That now the principality to kill people had already gained ascendancy in that location. So everyone was dying premature death. 60, you are gone. 50, you are gone. 45, you are gone. Disease upon diseases for no reason. And your mind thinks accidents, everyone. We're talking about 17. Imagine you've got a shopping center and there are 17 owners of those shops. And they're the business people there. And all of them drop each year after year. They're dropping. They're dropping. After all of them are dead, my father remained. For 12 years. To you, oh, he was a strong man. No. There were strong people who died. Disease, accidents, just something is just happening. And you don't even know, even him, if you put him here, he doesn't even know he's the one causing it. But because he is the one who clears the airwaves for witches to come in, for the principalities to land. I will leave you. You are too European. You don't understand what we experience in Africa. So church, please, you. Hear this. What are you talking about? Let me just give you a preview so you understand where I come from. Where he comes from too. Now hear this. They called the national television. National television came. And the man is standing there like this. With all his bags for work. He put his feathers there. His equipment. Engineering. He said, choose a tree that you want lightning to hit. You know that. Oh, he comes from the same place with me. He said, choose a tree you want here. They thought it was a joke. They pointed at it. He said, okay, stand away. Stand up far from it. And he said some gibberish. Lightning came, struck. He said, you can choose another one. I'll do the same. You know, you have not seen anything. That's why you think the devil is a nice guy. You have not seen anything. I won't say the name here of another one. Even if the police came, the police were there. Oh, you remember that? Yeah. This is not some story that is past. No. Real story, real thing. You have not seen power. No. This is why your prayer life is stupid. You know, when you have not seen a demon walk into your room like this. There is a brother here who the devil entered into your room and told you, give me your soul. I think he's, yeah. Yeah, here, there he is. There. I'm talking about the devil himself walked into a room like this and said, give me. He was very, very a popular musician. If you get on YouTube, it's 10 million views. This. Yeah. But to save God, the devil entered and said, now, give me your soul. I'll give you everything. Why? I will give you some of his songs. You will see millions of views. Thousands of comments. People just say, I love you. You are my proper idol. You are my whatever. Then the devil enters and says, you know your success is okay. But I can push it up high. Just hand your soul to me. So he would understand what a demon looks like. He would understand what the devil is like. In his prayer life, it will keep changing until he gets to another level. Why? He saw it firsthand. You people, you have a problem where you... Thank you. I will talk about it. You know, you people have a problem where you... Your only problem is you lack money. So that's how you know the devil is involved. The day the devil looks face to face like this, he'll be like, When a man took a knife, remember one of the other guys here, who is in the church, did not give him his money. You know, like, he owed someone money. And he owed on the butchery. Just went there and said, can I get a knife, please? And the guy is shaking. So people know the guy. And they are around there. And we are all there just surrounding this place here. And he said, give me the knife. He grabbed the knife and put it like this. He said, give me my money. It was like he's hitting himself. He removed it. One eye like this. Removed it. Where did it like this? Oh, he even called the name. We're not saying he even called the name of the person. Right now. In no light, no special effects. The man had said he doesn't have money for man, saying I don't have your money. Found it. I need my money, please. You give him even money you never owed him. Like, yeah, it is. Please leave this place. Just one man came here and he had been to the Mountain of Fire Ministries by Olukoya, and he went there to seek help. So he was telling the story here. What happened? Oh, what happened is my neighbor died. Imagine. A neighbor died. Are you hearing this? A neighbor died. I'll give you a short version of the story. And taken to the burial, done. One day at the market, the neighbor is buying food at the market with his daughter, with their daughter. And sees the woman who died, the neighbor, buying also at the market. Is this not that lady? Turns around to the daughter. She died. How? He said, no. Maybe they lied to us. Maybe they just followed the lady. The lady left the market into a clear area. And they got to say, call your name. She turned around and gave her one slap. One slap. And disappeared. And the dead died the following day. you see the person like this. I'm not trying to make you scared. I know you're already there. And yet I've not even gotten to the... You have no ability to comprehend what the devil is doing. By this, I'm not trying to be the spokesperson of the devil. But I don't want you to be ignorant of his devices. Ignorant that the devil can do crazy stuff. I know what you think. How do you follow a dead person? You see, this person is dead. The body we carried it, I was there. I attended the funeral. And the person is standing in front of you, buying tomatoes with you there. Are you so and so? She looked. And kept on moving. No answer. Just a bad look, like, don't even ask. To say, who was using your body? Have you looked in your Bible? That the Bible says Michael himself argued with the devil over the body of Moses. What was the devil wanting from the body of Moses? Why? Where? What was he trying to do with it? Imagine a prophet dies and the devil comes and says, I need the body only. The spirit can go to God, but the body, please. Then you realize God says, and God hid the body. Why? Why is God hiding the body? Why didn't God tell the Israelites where he buried Moses? Nah, you're not getting it. And please, guys, I have to skip a lot of details. The devil is defeated by this very intelligent. Very intelligent. And there are two things he likes. People who believe him to the end and people who doubt him. He is interested with both ends. He likes it. You don't believe me, you'll be worse. You believe him, you'll be worse. The devil likes it. People say, he doesn't exist. He doesn't exist. Then the people say, he exists, but my God, he's dangerous. He likes it. The ones who don't believe him, he has already gotten them. The ones who believe him the most, he wants to give them power. Listen to me. This devil can only be controlled by territorial spirits. People who have moved from just being an intercessor to a watcher, to a judge. Turn to your neighbor, ask, are you a watcher? Are you a judge? Or you are just an intercessor? Says, these men are the ones that cause mischief in the city. Pray against them. Are you seeing that when you are an intercessor, there is a burden that comes over your life? How many have ever interceded for people? You know, there is an intercession where you intercede for your friend. That is the lowest form of intercession. That is because you love the guy. It is just simply prayer. You are the one praying for so and so. Intercession mainly deals with the things that are put in your heart by the Lord. Yes, the one you pray for your friend is just a prayer for your friend. But when the burden is given there by God, even you kneel down like this, you find yourself praying for your friend, then praying for your enemy. I don't like this guy. But I have to pray for him for what reason? I don't like him. And God keeps on putting his name. You then just have to oblige and say, okay. Pray for Zia now. Pray for Zia. And God is like, okay, we'll deal with it. And then as you go, you keep on coming back to him. You keep on coming back to him until even your heart is melted. You're no longer as bad as you felt when that name first popped into your brain. It is names that just pop up. Sometimes it's faces that pop up. You might think it's just an imagination. It's not. It's God giving you faces of people. That's a burden. Then the burden changes into a watcher. Now you control an area. Nothing comes into that area without you knowing. Nothing. Zero. Nothing. When I tell you here, I'm not your covering. I'm your watchman. I look and see, that is about to take place. So when I come to you and say, don't do this, do this, do this, in your head, this guy just wants to expose me. I'm watching things that should happen. Watchmen. So I got to a place now. I got to Zimbabwe. And I went to these rural areas. Are you still getting it? And this guy happened to have... We were at the same primary school. Ask him. In the same class. Imagine going to school in the same class with a witch to be. Not doctor. Witch. You know when we say witch like this, you think... No, I'm talking about the one that casts spells. If he stands here and jokes with you, you never think. You will joke, you will laugh, you will even roll on the floor laughing. Then something just clicked. He started getting to work like his father. Then he wanted to increase the power. He went to South Africa, went to this place, visited all these places to get more power. Now, he was not just helping but destroying lives. But in his presence now, he's opening the atmosphere for witches to enter. For principalities to enter. Demons, princes with no position. And they entered the place.
Supernatural power of the believer. Discover the secrets to growing in the five dimensions of God's power. Order your copy of this best-selling book with over 100,000 copies sold by Hubert Angel from the Amazon Kindle store or visit our online shop at www.hubertangel.org. Thank you, our partners and friends, for making it possible to bring this message to you. Those wishing to partner with Hubert Angel, please visit www.hubertangel.org.
I went to St. Lucia. How many know St. Lucia? I went to St. Lucia. When I got to St. Lucia, right, we went there to do a crusade there. When we got to that location, entered the place, and we got to our hotel. Before we got to our hotel, the man of God came to us. Said, before you get into the room, I just wanted to explain something to you. So I'm sitting there, prophet is sitting there, our team is sitting there, with all this protocol, and we are sitting there like this. And UJ was a young boy, and we're sitting there with a baby there. And he said, I'm sorry, sir. We just want to say we love you. We've seen videos of you ministering. If you can just minister like that. And I said, should I minister tomorrow? He said, no, minister tonight. I said, but I can do better. If I want to do prophecy, I'll do it tomorrow. I give them the word today, and I give them prophecy tomorrow. He said, no, do the prophecy tonight. That's it. Maybe tonight is all we are having. I said, no, the conference is 3 days. He said, they started looking at each other. So, to me, I'm already irritated. I'm not a patient man. So, I'm like, what's going on with this story? Have you changed? Have you, don't you like my preaching? Or what happened? And he said, no. Maybe you didn't research well on St. Lucia. I said, I didn't research anything. He said, yes, there is a principality that comes to every preacher that comes to visit here. And most preachers, and he mentioned the names, I would mention the names you would know. Some bishops, you know them. He said they come for 2-day conference. After one night, the principality visits them and they leave. They are too scared to stay. I said, say, me myself, I'm a principality myself. Sit down. Prophets are principalities, territorial commanders. You have nothing to pity about them. Ah! Territorial commanders. You have nothing to pity about them. So in the realm of the spirit, there are things you can control. So I get to the house. I'm looking at the house nicely. And before I got there, I'm here in UK. And a family, watch this now. A family connected to this young man has a father who is part and parcel of this juju thing. And the family sees me there. Hear this clearly. Sees me at night. I arrive at night. Remember, I'm here in UK. I arrive at night and the family is crying. Our father, please, please, prophet. And they find I'm driving down the road going to our homestead. And I see them stop the car in front. Remember, this is me seeing, yet I'm here. Them seeing physically, but I'm here physically. And they stop me. And I come out of the car, parked in the middle of, and this is at night, 12 midnight. Come out, they say, that's where our father has put all the voodoo stuff in that room. In that place here. This is like 10, 11 years ago. 10. And this place here is exactly where they've put, where he puts his equipment for engineering. It's called witchcraft. It's engineering. It's a craft. And right there in the realm of the spirit, I pointed. Remember, I'm here. They're seeing me physically. Yet I'm not there physically. As much as I know, I'm in physically where I am when people say they see me there. But sometimes I can sense I'm there and I know the transaction. Now, I'm there. We'll talk about it another time. I'm there and I point at the heart and I say, in the name of Jesus, fire, like that. Few seconds, according to them, almost a minute went past. Fire engulfed the whole place. Early in the morning, the heart is now ashes. So to them, it happened in real life. I was in Britain. I never went there. Hear this. I went there. Watch this. I went back to Zimbabwe. I went to the rural areas. I met the guy who is connected to the heart that bent. This witch. He studied as a witch doctor. His grandfather was a witch. His father was a witch doctor. And he studied as a witch doctor until he started getting power everywhere. And he opened portals for principalities to enter. Remember, when it's a spiritual principality, it has power. When it is a demonic principality, it has no authority. Now hear this now. Hear this. Now when you have a principality, a prince with no location, and then you have a territorial commander in the same class of being, that means even if you are a prophet in a region, you be an angel who will enter your region. You're getting what I'm trying to say now. Then also have another mandate. Hear this. I get in there. I look at him. He says, oh, how are you? How are you? Nicely. He jokes as usual. Nothing. He was never bothered. I go to my house. Went back. Then he heard the story of how it bent. He was never bothered. One day, I'm in Harare, the capital city of Zimbabwe, Harare. And I'm just lying on the sofa, like reclining in the sofa. And I heard God say, I've given you territories. That's where this thing, prophets are territorial commanders. You have nothing to pity about them. I realized the region where I was born had been handed over to me as a watcher and as a judge. Watch this now. This is to me. I know what it is. I tell prophets, I tell whosoever, two or three people, have no connection with that guy. We leave a few days later to go to the rural areas again. I get into a shop, you know, greeting relatives first, so that you go to your homestead. We packed our cars out. I enter. He knows what I'm talking to you right now. I enter in there. I'm like, oh, where is mom so and so? Said, oh, she's coming. She comes in. I greet you nicely. This young man who smiled before God gave me a mandate over the region in that location. At that time, in the intercessory, you tend to watch, you tend to judge. Before God says, you are a judge in this area. That guy was smiling when he would see me. Yet, liked me so much. He was a witch and liked me. I had not caused anything, any problem for him. As far as he knew, we were just two powerful people. Him and myself in the region. Until God says, now you are no longer interceding. You are now a watcher and a judge over this area. Now hear this. A few days later, just after it happened, I wasn't going there because it is my region in the, when it comes to the intercession and watcher area and judge. No. I just went there because that's our home area. I get in the shop. I see him enter. Now, of course, I need to smile. This is that guy. Because deliverance happens when you want deliverance. But if you keep giving yourself excuses, you will never be excused by God. So too many people think, if I have a demon, it should just come out. No. It requires you to say, I no longer want what I am. Please lay hands on me. Remove this thing. And if that request is not given, you will remain like that. Because you think you're okay. Now just imagine. He comes in. He just leans on the table like this. Just like others like this. He just leans like this. And I'm just talking to someone. I look at him. I'm thinking, let me smile. As we always. Suddenly it occurs to me. This man is a principality. But it's not just any principality. He is the one who has ushered the principality that is causing everything that is happening. Now I'm standing there. This is my first time to deal with things like this. And he looks at me. Normally, we went to school together. Normally, he has to smile. He smiled just a few weeks prior to this. Now I'm also smiling like, no more stuff. He looks at me and said, I watch what you do on TV. You think you have power. You know, I don't like to be challenged. I really don't like it. And he says, you think you have power? I said, I don't think so. I know this. He says, okay. Stand before me if you have power. I said, no, let's not do it here. Let's do it where everyone is, outside. So whatever happens here, the real God comes out. It just escalated so quick. There was no greeting. He just started the battle. I said, let's go. He said, let's go. I said, yeah, choose what you want, any area you want. I don't want you to say there is a disadvantage. Home or away, I'll beat you. Oh, yeah. Sit down. He says, no problem. And you know, he can tell you, he's moving fast. He just went and stood like this. Said, okay, put here. He's just being, you know, fidgety. You know. I went there, said, okay. Now, you tell me when we have to start. Because I want it to be your call. So that you don't say, I kind of... Because for a start, you tell us when it's time. Or you can prepare first. And my protocol is like, no, Papa, don't do this. I said, no, you step away. So they went like 5 meters away. And he's standing there. And of course, some of them were already 5 meters away. You have never seen. Ask Pastor Felix there in Zimbabwe how a man walked into the church offices and said, help me, this is my son. And the man sits in the sofa and fire burns the sofa. He stands up like this, you look at the back there, no fire whatsoever. Anything he sits on, fire engulfed it. Said, help him. Play around, say, pray. You never know. Listen to me. If you feel, kill higher. If you don't feel the force to pray, it means there is a force forcing you not to pray. You didn't hear me. Turn to your neighbor and say, if you don't feel the force to pray, there is a force forcing you not to pray. If you don't feel the force to change, the force to change, there is a force causing you not to change. There is a force forcing you not to change. He stands there. I simply under my breath. I muttered. I didn't matter 20 minutes. He can tell you. Listen to me. I can give this guy a mic right now to say what happened. Where is he? I just went like this. And I was closing my eyes. I opened my eyes. And under my breath, not for him to even hear, I just said, Lord Jesus. Like that. What happened?
He just ran away.
He turned around. Listen to this. The whole shop, there are about 17 or 18 shops, right? 17. And where he went is the forest. Now listen. He went past that building. Like, he just looked at me, turned around. Ran. Listen. No. No. You might think that's it. Hear this. Where is he now?
Up to now, we don't know where he went.
Nobody, even his family doesn't know where he is. From the following day, nobody saw him from that time. To this day, I'm talking to you now. His relatives have not heard from him. That's 10 years ago.
Up to now.
So, listen to this. When I tell you, there are people with 80 kgs of weight, and we say, lose weight, and they lose 20 kgs. They have lost a whole person. Brother, you can disappear. Sit down. There was no contest. The man looked into my eyes and turned around and ran. You know, I was even laughing, going like, and my protocol going like, yeah, yeah. And the guy just kept on running. He got to, there is some bush there. He just went 10. And that's the direction to his, kind of the direction to go to his homestead, to his father's homestead. But guess what? We thought, this guy, we will need to talk to him. Let people go and take him, bring him to the house. Let's deliver him. They said they never saw him. To this day, as I'm talking to you now, he never called. No one in his family knows where he is. There was no, in the name of Jesus, die, disappear. No. Lord Jesus Christ. That's it. From that time, to look at the trend, listen to me now. Listen. The beer hole in that place now is Regent Spirit Embassy, the main beer hall. Where the beer pumps were is now the pulpit. From beer to Ebenezer. The most drunkard man in there is a member. The guy who would drink like a fish, tells you he's going to church. People are getting healed there, delivered. What happened? The principality that was given access by a witch was stopped. Are you flowing or you've gone home? I said to the guy in St. Lucia, do not worry. I'm a territorial commander. I'm a principality myself. Don't even worry about that principality of yours. You will meet another principality. You will not even come here. So imagine that if you ask the relative, where is the person? They say, oh, I think he went to this country. Has he called you? No. We think we might. I don't know. I have no idea. Are you getting this? One man, they couldn't find one guy in Zimbabwe. And I'm in my house in Thameside. And I'm praying. And I heard, oh, they're looking for this man. I'm praying. In the middle of the night, God wakes me up. Says, go to Asta. I go to Asta. 24 hours. I go there. Just move around in the iris. In the iris. Nicely like that. I come out. I get to the car park. I don't know what to do. You know, you just followed what God said. Asta. I get in there. What do I do? I sit in there. I then said, oh, I'm now going. They've looked for this brother for years and years. He just disappeared. In Zimbabwe, I'm here. I'm driving out. The moment I put my turning lights to go, I see him. Get into a car. Drive off. Now, where do I find him? I've already disobeyed God. It took 3 months for a message to just appear in my inbox. Yeah, I'm alive. That's it. And put his name there. Never heard anything from him ever. Now just imagine. Imagine if I'd listened to God in that time. I was still immature in the things that I was doing. I would have helped the family. I don't know if you're getting this. Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord God will do how many things? Surely he will do what? Nothing. How many? Zero. Until what? Unless he reveals his secret unto his servant the prophets. Verse number 6. Because I know you like verse number 7 too much. Shall a trumpet be blown in the city and the people not be afraid? Shall there be evil in the city and the Lord hath not done it? In other words, the Lord hath not known it. In other words, he has not allowed it. But how does he do it? He does it by revealing it to the prophet. We are looking for men. Not men that are only used to changing channels on TV. You know some silly men whose main duty is to hold the remote control. Sorry, silly men, I know you are there. And all you do is control, you know. Your wife can't even hold the remote control. Give me that. Give me. Give it to me. That's not the volume I need. Football, soccer, this one, this film, this. That's all you do. One day, when cancer gets into your family, try to use that remote control to freeze it. Pause cancer. I'm talking about men of power. That can prevent witchcraft from entering. Because witchcraft is not on the street only. It is in your house. Where you wake up at 2 a.m. and you get into your children's room and say, by fire and by power, you are protected. By fire, you are protected. Woo! Sama huri kaya ready. Sejo naligo akrus kalama. Aye! How many are willing as men? I need to see that kind of man. The man who says, I am willing. I am ready. I said, I'm ready. Most of you have no ability to understand that demons have a way of monitoring and analyzing spirits. Let me give you a small lecture in science. Every being is luminous. In other words, we have light. Are you getting this now? We emit light. We exude light. But our eyes, scientifically, are 1,000 times less sensitive to pick the light. So it takes the spirit of a man who is mature to look at you and see light. And hear this, hear this, hear this. In the realm of the spirit, intelligence or power is not measured by the number of books you read or the number of scriptures you read. It is measured by how luminous you are. What kind of light comes out of you. And that's why the Bible says it this way, the entrance of thy word giveth light. So there are some people who have little light, and some people who have a brilliant light, and some people who have fortizo, stadium lights. I measure your light by how you blind your enemies, how you blind the disease, how you blind the situations of your life, the vicissitudes of life. Shout, Lord, increase my light. By increasing the knowledge of Christ in me. You got it. You got it. So when demons see us, they say, I'm not going there. Because the light is too much. But when demons see you, when they see you, they go, there is an area there. That's why Jesus said, when a demon comes out of a place, it comes back and looks to see if the house is clean. Is there no light coming out so I can enter? The sons of Sceva had no light. They say, out in the name of Jesus. And the demons thought the Jesus they were talking about is the one Jesus from Mexico. They said, the real Jesus we know. But who are you? That means the names of those boys were not even written in the realm of the spirit. Not even with demons. Imagine the devil didn't even know they existed. They were not considered human beings. See, the devil could have said, I know who you are, but you have no power. They said, who are you? I don't know you from anywhere. As we say in Africa, from Adam or Eve, I have no knowledge of you. Jesus had his disciples. They came, over 70 of them. They ran, said, Master, we are so happy. Demons were responding to us. We cast them out and they came out. Jesus said, don't be happy that you cast out demons. Be happy that your names are written in the spirit. There is a rank. The right one. Your money is about to come. The time for your money is here.
Amen.
And as the Lord took me to a certain location, and God said to me, tell this young man not to worry.
Amen.
Because money is coming.
Amen.
Whenever you receive the prophetic, something begins to happen in the realm of the spirit. Now I've given you a marker. That means the devil now knows who you are. So every time you prophesy, you expose a person. That's why so many people, it takes years to achieve what you want to achieve in the after you get the prophetic. Because now the devil knows who you are. But before the prophetic, nothing would have happened. You would not even achieve anything. But when the prophetic is given, now you need to fortify everything. Yes. I saw in the realm of the spirit. It's like an angel came to stand by him. And an angel stood here. And an angel stood here. And an angel stood behind him. And the angels were holding hands like this. And I saw one behind him wearing a white coat like a jacket, like a doctor's jacket.
Yes, I am a doctor.
You are a doctor.
Yeah.
And when I began to see it, the Lord said, this is a huge thing you wanted to do. His main things was to do with medication, buying medication and supplying medication.
Yes,
it wasn't curing people.
No.
In the realm of the spirit, I saw you holding like this. It's like you are holding something. You are holding something. You are holding something. Mon jamon again. Four eggs. Like yes. Four children.
Yes.
Two boys, two girls.
Yes. That's
right. And I saw in those, I saw your wife giving birth. But as I saw your wife giving birth, the first one is a girl.
She's a girl. Yeah.
Even now, it's like this woman heard a lot of stories from you. I'm going to be rich. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do this. And she left before the time.
Yes, correct.
She's not with you now.
No, she's not.
The biggest mistake. I pray that the one coming will make.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
And the Lord said, do not undermine what I've given you. But do not worry. Ryan Kalojinomo, something will happen.
That's my son.
God will do something for him. It's your son.
Yeah.
God will do something for you. Man, then there is this child here. The love of God, the light of God, something to do with that.
Yes.
It's like God is going to do something that will capture you. The money that you're talking about right now, if you talk to this guy about 20,000, 100,000, it's not the money we're talking about here. We are talking about millions.
Yeah, Theophile. Theophile is my uncle. He's coming from God.
Huh? It's like millions is what we're discussing now.
Yes, correct.
Millions.
Yes, millions. Yeah.
But there is something that I need to sit down and talk to you about now. Because these things will happen again. Because I saw in the realm of the spirit, as I began to look, I saw this thing happening. Bank manager sitting down. And until you go to a point where you say, why don't we try German? Because yes. I saw Deutsche Bank.
Yeah, Deutsche Bank. Yeah.
Deutsche Bank.
Yeah.
I saw Deutsche Bank.
What is it? No, I have money held.
In
Deutsche Bank, Germany. Yeah. Millions. Yeah.
Held.
Yeah.
Where is the Deutsche Bank? Do you have it? This is Deutsche Bank. The biggest problem you are having is to get money from there to here.
Correct.
You even tried. What if you just put money from there straight to my account?
Yes.
What if I open an account with you?
That's correct. That's correct.
Their biggest problem was, where are you getting the money? Proving everything. But they'd never seen money like that. Going to a man of color like this.
That's correct. It's been mentioned. My color was mentioned.
The color was mentioned.
It was mentioned.
Yeah. The color was mentioned.
By who?
It's by the finance. Yeah.
That's what they said before you came here. They're not hearing me now. As a matter of fact, you wanted this money to come and give the church a million and upwards.
Correct. So correct.
No. This is not something I'm telling him. No. It's something he wrote to God and said, if you release it. But I decree and declare. Hey! Father, in the name of Jesus, something good is about to take place over your life. Do not worry what the world is saying.
Amen.
Your life is about to change.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter what they say. The system is changing and there is a shift.
Amen. Yes.
Sometimes I look at a person like this and I go around just trying to figure out what God is saying. Trying to talk to God rather, to reason with Him. It doesn't mean say God refuses. It's just that sometimes you have to talk to God and say, God, I know there is this that's happening. I know there is this that's happening. But let's work this way. The Bible says, come reason together with me. Come, let's reason together. He's a God who reasons. He's a God who can actually give you an opportunity to tell Him, no, yes, I think this is off. Let's go this way. That's the God we serve. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
So don't worry about your situation. Things are about
Jesus.
To move
Thank
in
you,
the right
Jesus.
Way.
Thank
and you
Jesus.
Will have your children serving the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Prophet. Thank you, Jesus.
Because
Thank
so you. Many times, we don't know what this is. And some of you want to know what this is. This is like, I saw him standing there. But I saw a crescent moon. Crescent moon.
Amen.
Like a red crescent
moon.
Yeah. It's a Muslim. And I heard the angel of the Lord saying, do not worry about Abby.
Amen. Amen. Tanbir Arbi. That's his surname. Palo Shene
Angravodeya Talis. So Abby, life is changing. If you have somebody you are praying for to get to the status that you want spiritually, this is happening right now.
Amen, amen.
I said it is happening right
Thank
now.
You, Jesus.
I know there is a prophet of Muhammad, but there is a connection to a name like Muhammad.
That
Muhammad.
Was his father. His father.
The father Muhammad. Father's okay, name, good. Yes. Something is changing. Something is changing. There are things that God will do to prove He is God. I said there are things what? God will do to prove He is God. Don't worry. It is already fixed. I said it is fixed now. Any property you lost, God Himself will reward you.
Amen.
It is happening.
Thank you, Jesus.
She knows. It's all right. It's correct. It's correct, ma'am. Yes.
Thank you.
That's it. She knows what. You can't be celebrating when it's not correct. And Rubin. This one on the photo here.
Yes.
This lady here.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's my daughter.
Yeah, Rubin.
Yeah.
Don't worry. There's no suicide coming.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
From now, all you do is declare it is done.
Okay. Amen. Thank you.
Who introduced you to this church? Who introduced you?
One of the three sisters brought me here in 2008.
Okay. Oh, another sister. Okay, brought her here. Don't worry about it. I came into your dream.
Yes.
But I came four times.
Yes, four times.
Lamondos Kebalias. Everything you wanted, one of the dreams, you knelt down before me like this.
Yes, sir. Yes,
and I leaned towards you to pray for you.
Yes.
Touched you in your womb here, in your tummy.
Yes, yes.
How do I know what I did in a dream? Let me tell you something you cooked last night. In fact, you didn't cook. You ordered. It was chicken.
Yes.
Chicken.
Yes.
See, brother, your man. And the reason why you didn't cook, you came late. Huh? I saw you sitting here, like sitting with people who are Indian. Gujarati.
Gujarati, yes. Gujarati, yes.
It's like a community center, like something where people are, they do maybe they pray, whatever.
It's worship, church service. We do worship every Saturday and prayer. We start as just
supporters. So you're not a member of this church?
I am not a member, but I am not
But see, I'm seeing her coming. Yesterday was Saturday. Was it not Saturday? How did you come late? What were they doing?
Sorry?
Where were you coming from yesterday?
I live in Rice Cliff.
Huh?
I live in Rice Cliff and we do service in Wembley.
On Saturday?
Yes, far.
On Saturday you did service? You did church on Saturday?
Yesterday.
Because I'm thinking it should be Sunday. So I'm seeing her coming from church late. She says, I'm not cooking now. I have to order. And she ordered chicken. And listen to me. There are things that are happening now with the men, eh? He has gone where he has gone. Huh? But he's now realizing something. Huh? Every time. This is not like an old photo. Let me try to say. This is not like an old photo. This is where like when he's just visiting to see you.
Yeah.
With the kids.
Yes.
This is one photo, one kid. But I'm seeing two girls.
Yeah, I have the girls I'll show you.
Okay. So my name is Reverend Kalesh. Awesome. There, those are the girls. She was with the girls. And the man just decides, I'm going. Don't worry about what the enemy said. I'm going to talk to God about returning this man to you.
Amen, I receive. Amen. Amen, I receive.
This is the biggest amen she said all day. Listen to me. Relax. Follow me. Imagine I'm holding this. And immediately, this is oil. Reason. This first time to touch this oil, the contents of this bottle. And I can tell you where it was bought, who gave it to her. Rose. Rosalind. How on earth do you see a bottle and say it came from this person? Listen. Don't worry about our church oil. This one is now our church oil. I touched
Amen.
It.
Thank you.
She's like, no, I know it's not church oil. I touched it. The other ones I touched too. But imagine, anything you touch, I can tell you it got here. It got here. It got here. She even told the person, in fact, she didn't even do that. She just thought in her head, I can't use it until prophet touches it. She didn't even tell the lady.
True. That's exactly.
If I'm false, expose me.
No, that is true. That is why it's here, sir. Since last week, it's in my bag, waiting for you to touch it.
Wow. Listen, the person who gave her, very close to her, very close, loves the person. But he says, I'm not going to use it.
No.
Until that man touches it.
True.
Very appreciative. She loves the person. She loves the gift, but says, no. Someone has to touch it. And
here?
Then, no wonder why God will say, no. There is a person here. Go and tell her. This one is the one who gave you, and here I'm praying for it.
Can I prophesy? Prophesy!
Listen, as I was moving, the Lord just told me to speak to this brother here. In the grace of, just come quickly because of time. Listen, in the realm of the spirit, when I first laid my eyes on you, can I do what I was meant to do? It's like, listen, I saw the Lord taking you to new realms in spiritual dimensions.
Amen.
Because it's like your biggest prayer is just for you to be used like prophet angel.
Yes, sir.
And
yes,
because you brought your problem to the solution ground, it is done in the mighty name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Because watch this. As I'm seeing you now, it's like the enemy has attacked you for a very long time. Because it's like I saw cherubims trying to communicate prophecies into your ears. But I saw principalities holding your finances and your life in captivity.
True.
But under the unction of my Father, I confront that principality in the mighty name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Because this is how I saw it. Can I prophesy? It's like in the realm of the spirit, I saw the Lord using you, even though principalities were fighting you. Under the spiritual roaming of prophet angel, I saw you, being used as a principality also.
Amen.
Because this is how I saw
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Can I do what I was going to do? Because it's like the enemy has attacked your life for a long time. I saw you fighting Goliath. But in the end, we know that David wins. David.
I'm David.
You are David. Can I prophesy? Listen, son of Emeritus, you are David. But I saw the Lord raising you as a general of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Because the enemy has really tried to fight you. But no battle that you ever enter, you will never lose it in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Can I do what I was born to do? I want you to hold his hand here. Because it's like the enemy had attacked your life. There were principalities attacking your life, to the point where I saw you kneeling down at your bedside. If God can just fix this. Because it's like, it didn't just start with you. It's even been your parents before you. The same issue just keeps on happening. Yes. And you're asking God, can you just break this curse? I stand here as the son of prophet angel. And I curse that curse in the name of Jesus. Because this is how I saw it. It's like I saw you and your wife. Watch this. Can't I do what I was born to do? I saw you and your wife. And it's like this principality broke this thing in half.
Choose here.
It's like it just, it's the same thing with you. Watch this.
The same thing.
It's like it broke that thing. And now you're just asking God, just fix this thing that I'm in right now.
Choose,
because as I'm seeing you, cannot do what I was born to do. It's like I saw you laying, this lady laying her head somewhere else, and you laying your head somewhere else. And you're trying to reconcile for these kids.
Yes, yes, true.
Is what I'm saying true?
True.
Because as I saw, this is what I saw. Can I do what I was born to do? Just come to me right now. It's 1, 2, 3. Walk back. 1, 2, 3. I don't know why I saw like the number 3. Three kids. All right. Just so you know what I'm saying is true. I don't know. Because as I'm seeing it, it's like the Lord said, this girl is the one that will be used out of all of them. Because it's like girl, boy, girl, something like
girl,
that.
Boy, girl.
Girl, boy, girl.
Girl, boy, girl.
All right, watch this. Just so you, are you excited or you're not excited?
I'm excited, sir.
Just so you know what I'm saying is true. Can I prophesy? Watch this. Fire from this gentleman to you. Because the Lord took me to a place like Jamaica.
I'm Jamaican.
But from
Jamaica,
the Lord took me to the place like Bahamas or something
Bahamas,
like that.
Half Jamaican, half
you're from
Indian.
Half Jamaican, half...
Half Jamaican, half Indian.
All right.
Indian.
And it's like... But it's like your biggest prayer has just for God to fix your life.
Yes,
because
yes,
things have been messed up.
It is.
Even
right,
this thing
right.
of marriage, there's nothing to talk about.
Nothing.
Brother, everything that you've been praying for is done in the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
And watch this. Because I saw money coming to you. Money
Thank
coming
you, Jesus.
To you.
Amen.
And the Lord said that this business that didn't that failed... He's bringing another better one.
Oh, amen. Amen. Amen.
It's
Thank
like
you,
another better one
Thank
is coming.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Because right now we're in 2022. The Lord took me to 2021. In 2021, I stand in the month of January. In January, I go to the month of March. In March, I go to the like March 28th, something like that.
Yes, yes.
It's like you did this deal with this person.
Yes.
And you thought that money was going to come out. And it's like this person, they duped you and took the money.
Yes, I
and now
start,
you're wondering,
yes.
how do I get this money back?
Yes, I started a business. Yes, I
Can I prophesy? Listen, I saw that money coming to you in the mighty
Amen.
Name of Jesus. Watch this. Stand right here. What I prophesied to him.
Yes.
Catch it for yourself.
Amen. Amen.
Can I go deeper? It's like your biggest desire is just for God to use you in the prophetic.
Yes, sir.
What I prophesied to him is the same for you.
Yes.
Prophetic grace upon you.
Yes.
Because you've been praying for God to use you in the prophetic.
Yes.
And the Lord is saying that impartation is yours in the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
This is what
Thank
the Lord
Jesus.
Ministered to me.
Thank you, Lord.
Just as you. This is what the Lord ministered to me. Even though these problems have surrounded you, I saw the unction of prophet angel standing by you in the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Because the Lord said, although 1,000 might fall at your left side, 10,000 at your right, it will not touch you in the mighty
Amen.
Name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Someone there, you can receive it in the name of Jesus. Can I prophesy?
Yes,
it's like, as I was moving around, it's like there's fire from you to this brother right here. Just stand right there. There's fire because it's like I saw fire jumping. Are you here, somebody?
Yes.
Watch this. Brother, the Lord is going to use you mightily in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because it's like your prayer is the same as his prayer as well.
Amen.
It's the same thing. Just so you know what I'm saying is true. Can I prophesy? It's like using spiritual roaming. Can I prophesy? Can I do what I was born to do? Listen, it's like I'm in London right now. But piggybacking off the anointing of my father, prophet angel. I'm taken to a place like Nigeria. Watch this. As I stand
Nigeria.
In... You're from Nigeria. Watch this. As I stand in Nigeria, I stood in a place like Lagos. From Lagos, the Lord took me to a place like Edo State, something like that.
Yes, Edo State.
That's where you're from.
Yes, Nigeria.
But watch this. Just so you know what I'm saying is true. It's like your biggest desire has just for God to use you in the prophetic.
Yes, sir.
And the Lord is saying that impartation is yours in the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen!
Your biggest prayer is just if I can find a partner.
Yes, sir.
The word that I hear from God right now to you is just for you to look around. This one, just look around. Evening service attend. Don't be too fast to run out of church. Because watch this. The Lord said, this marriage. Remember, Abraham birthed Israel out of prayer. Out of your altar. And you've been praying for this thing to happen.
Yes, sir.
And I tell you that you being here is not by coincidence.
Yes, sir.
Because just like him, you've been praying for the prophetic unction upon your life.
Yes, sir.
Just if God can use me. God is doing it for you in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
I don't know. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
God is doing it for you in the mighty name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
So just look around. Don't worry. When I prophesy, I'm just here to confirm what you've already been told.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Just as he, David, you will also be used as David.
Thank you, sir.
Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Amen.
Because this is how it is. You've been praying for confirmation. Confirmation of this gift that God has given you.
Yes, sir.
If I can only be used like Prophet Angel.
Yes.
And this is the confirmation that the Lord showed me. The simple fact, because it's like in your family, it's like I saw the family tree of Prophet Angel. And it's like an exact replication. Because it's like I'm seeing like 9 people.
Yes,
but it's like the... there's 9 in your family.
Yes, yes.
But it's like as I saw it, it's like the patriarch is gone now.
Yes.
Your father died or something like this.
Yes, my father died.
Your father died.
Yes.
And now it's like you're the only hope in your family. And the reason why I saw the exact replication with Prophet and you is because you are the last born and he's also the last born.
Yes, yes, yes.
Listen, just because of that, God may God use you exactly like Prophet Angel
Amen.
In the mighty name of
Amen.
Jesus. When I speak to you, I'm not speaking to you with my own anointing.
Yes,
I'm piggybacking and spiritual roaming with the anointing of Prophet Angel.
Yes.
So let it be done for you in the mighty name
Amen.
Of Jesus. And trust me, brother, you will begin to hear wedding bells, wedding bells, wedding bells.
Glory!
Wedding bells, wedding bells.
Amen.
But this person, this partner of yours, is verified by your altar. Your altar is the verification of it.
Yes.
All right? I'll begin to whisper some things in your ear and it is done in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
All right? Don't worry.
A good news world with Hubert Angel, provoking a reaction and always worth hearing.